Finding the Sweet Spot. The Natural Entrepreneur's Guide to Responsible, Sustainable, Joyful Work. Author, Dave Pollard. Although we all like the idea of starting our own business, we all have fears that hinder us from doing so. A survey held by Inc. magazine found that only one factor correlated strongly with entrepreneurial success: a previous entrepreneurial failure. This is how you learn. Actually, we don't need an MBA to be great entrepreneurs. We just need some essential entrepreneurial capacities and knowledge. Building your natural enterprise can be achieved through three phases. Phase 1. Discovering what you were meant to do. Step 1 is finding the sweet spot where your gifts, your passions, and your purpose intersect. Finding what you were meant to do is about finding where your gifts, which are a natural endowment of talents, and passions, and things you love doing intersect with your purpose. The process of finding this spot is challenging as well as iterative, as you may start with your gifts, your passions, or a need, and go back and forth many times between them before you discover where they intersect. Step 2 is finding the right partners. Finding the sweet spot comes down to the challenge of finding the ideal partners for your enterprise, those whose skills and interests complement your own, and who allow each partner to exercise their gifts and passions and fulfill their purpose while collectively meeting a currently unmet need. Phase 2. Creating natural work. This phase shows how to apply the knowledge of the startup enterprise, personal and collective gifts, passions, and purpose together with the principles of natural entrepreneurship to a new business creation. This can be achieved through two steps. Step 1 is finding unmet needs to fill. Rigorous market research should be performed using new established and promising techniques to identify the unmet needs that you know your enterprise can effectively provide. This research process has the following 8 stages. Stage 1. Identify your customers. The first step in identifying the unmet needs is answering the question, whose needs? Start with the collective shared purpose that you and your natural enterprise partners have discovered. Stage 2. Continuous environmental scan. This step involves continuous monitoring for news and information that affects your enterprise. Stage 3. Secondary research. This type of research entails reading and browsing online information that has already been published about the market, its needs, and the possible solutions. There are 3 categories of ideas and areas in this type of research: changes in trends, problems that need solving, and untapped opportunities. Stage 4. Primary research. Primary research involves a variety of techniques: interviews, surveys, observations, personal studies, engaging in conversations, etc. This should always be done face-to-face. Stage 5. Make sense of it all. As a result of the first 4 stages in the research process, you're going to have an avalanche of information to try to digest. The process of doing so, called sense-making, is more of an art than science. It entails sitting down and wading through all that you've learned to date and asking yourselves, what does it mean? Stage 6. The needs portfolio. This stage is a more sober process, thinking critically and analytically about what the real opportunities are, and assembling a portfolio of qualified needs. To do this, you have to go back to the first stage. Think about your target customers and begin to articulate a set of unmet needs for each customer segment. Stage 7. Assess why the need is not already met. Now you have to return to the primary and secondary research to try to discover why the need you've identified is not already met by some product or service on the market. There's always a reason, as although the market's not perfect, there are enough people and companies constantly looking out for market opportunities. Thus, it's likely that someone would have done it already. Gather some information about potential competitors to discover why they have not acted on it. When you find the reason, one of two things will happen. Either you'll realize that you're not going to be able to get around this reason, or you'll decide you can find a solution that gets around it. If the latter case is fulfilled, then you have obtained a qualified need, and you're ready to move it forward to the next stage. Stage 8. Assess how the need fits with your competencies and resources. The last hurdle for the qualified need in your portfolio is to assess whether you and your partners have the competencies and have or can obtain the resources to bring this unmet need to commercial viability or not. If a qualified need has made it this far in the process, it's likely that you should be able to conclude that you do have the competencies and the resources you need to commercialize it. Step 2 is imagining and innovating solutions. The innovation process cannot be followed mechanically. It has to be guided by an understanding of the principles that govern good innovation practices. Such principles include 1. Innovation is usually prompted by passion and good intention. 2. Most people accept innovations reluctantly. 3. Innovation is driven by need and fueled by imagination. 4. Innovation starts with the customer. 5. Customers often do not know what innovations they need. Phase 3. Making it sustainable. This phase describes the principles, values, infrastructure, and modus operandi that distinguish natural enterprises from traditional corporations and why they are so important. This is carried out through discussing Step 1. The resilience of natural enterprises. The natural enterprise is a type of organization thought to be ideally suitable for the business challenges of the 21st century due to a group of special features that characterize it. It is an organization that is hierarchical and focused on winning. It is better to be able to deal with complexity. It's also responsive to the communities in which it operates. It generates deep mutual respect and trust in its people through having a self-determined and shared set of values. Moreover, it's tuned to and responsive to customer needs, and finds and clears away obstacles that prevent its people from doing their best. Step 2. The power of people, responsibility, collaboration, relationship, and community. It is time to look at the importance and power of people in natural enterprises, and how you can create an enterprise that is not only natural, but also indomitable. One of the critical steps in finding the people you want to make a living with in a natural enterprise is agreement on a statement of operating principles. In the case of radically simple technologies, these principles were commitment to service, compensation based on need, not performance, decision-making by unanimous consensus, and by empowerment of individual partners, high social and environmental responsibility, responsibility to partners, customers, and community. This brings us to the end of the journey, to discover the natural work you were meant to do and how to do it. It is also the start of your personal journey to create your natural enterprise, to realize it, and to bring it to life. Give people a choice, and it's pretty obvious whom they will choose to do business with. They are just waiting for you and your natural enterprise to give them that choice.